18 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hey.
Air America Radio's morning sedition program, my friends. One more to go. All right. Now to help us sort out some of the latest developments and issues surrounding stem cell research, we have a very controversial guest, Sammy the Stem Cell.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sammy the Stem Cell. I'm a complete integrated human being. Tom DeLay said so.
Sammy, hey, what's your take on the recent story about those mice whose brains were injected with embryonic stem cells?
Mark, yeah. Before we go on, I need to ask Sammy something.
All right. Oh, great. Give the black guy a mic and he wants to make an album. What is it, Riley?
Sorry.
Sammy, what's that strange-looking apparatus right next to you that appears to be constructed out of old toy parts and an electric clock motor?
Jumping Jesus! It's a Thanatron!
Thana-who?
A Kevorkian death machine, Riley! Sammy, what are you doing?
Well, I was going to wait until after the show, guys, but with Morning Sedition canceled, I feel so bad about not being able to bother you anymore, I've decided to have you kill myself. You dumb Jaime?
What? What? I can't do that. You're
Secret Life?
Wait a second. Did you just call me a dumb Jaime?
You owe me, Maron. You made this show tank. And thanks to you, I'll never be able to grow up to be the Zodiac Killer.
Made this show tank? Listen, buddy. We just got a 1.5 rating, you piece of...
Why don't you go choke on a kiwi, you curly-haired sad sack? You have to kill me. Besides, if you don't, it'll prove you hate my freedom.
But, Sammy...
Please, Mark. You're in my will, see?
I, Sammy the Stem Cell Trafficante, do hereby bequeath to the nard-gargling sauce monkey a big butt full of nothing. Okay, Sammy, you win. But before I push the button, I need to ask you something that's been plaguing me for months now.
Yes?
Do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? For 21 months I cooked for him, ate with him, slept with him. For 21 months my life is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me.
I suppose I do.
And I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 21 months,
you dumb heap,
it's nice to know.
Christ killer.
Guys, we're running out of time. If you're going to kill Sammy, you got to do it now.
You know what to do, Mark. Push the button. No, not that button, you idiot. The one Mark killed character.
I'm sorry. I'm just so nervous, you know. All right. Here it goes. Goodbye, Sammy. So long.
Oh! Hey,
how are you feeling, Sammy?
Sinking. Sinking. Mark?
Yeah, Sammy. I'm here.
I heard your mother made $1 million.
Yeah.
Picking up quarters with her vagina.
You're grotesque.
And you're welcome.
We're losing him.
I'm Sammy, the stem cell. D-doodly dumb. D.
He's gone.
Oh, man, this is so sad. Gosh.
I know. I'm going to miss that little fella.
He was my friend.
Dudes. Did he have any pot on him?
Oh, this hurts it.
Oh, Sammy, the stem cell. I hope you never get well. I'm Sammy, the stem cell. Hey, Mark.
What?
Go to hell. I'm Secret Life. I did your wife. I'm Sammy, the stem cell. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wonderful.
Wait a minute. I'm applauding Jim Earl.
Just wonderful. Yes, you are. Oh, okay. We're all applauding the
just
one.
To be clear.
Man, that was touching. You okay, Bear?
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
What was horrible I thought was lovely. We sang songs. We said goodbye to a friend. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, what's up your, butt, fella?
That was painful.
It was? What was painful about it for you?
Just watching a character die, America's most beloved pre-life.
Oh, Lord. I can see the emails now. In light of the execution of Tukey Williams, we think this particular spot was particularly insensitive.
Well, you had to bring that.
We demand your show go off the air.
Oh, man. Well, Jim, yeah. I think things are starting to look up. Maybe, you and I, well, I know we'll be in L.A. and we'll have friends out there. At least we can have lunch and stuff.
Sure.
What?
I got a couple of people who looked at my website.
You did yesterday after Susan Sarandon plugged it?
Yeah. What website is that, by the way?
Is it JimEarl.com?
Yes, it is.
What is it again?
JimEarl.com.
Wow. So you can just go to JimEarl.com and
see nothing.
Sounds great.
You can look at stuff from all the other people who just went to see JimEarl.com.
Yeah.
So this is terrific. Just the three or four of us sitting here together and...
Are we really going to have dinner and lunch in L.A.?
Yeah, we're going to put the show together there. I think that's going to work out. I really do.
You're not going to avoid me, are you?
No.
Like you did before?
No, I'm not. You didn't like me, Jim. You didn't like me. Back in the old days, you didn't like me. Ask Kevin Pollak.
Well, you sat up on stage on a stool with a cigarette, and a friggin' mug that said Carpe Diem.
No, I did not have a mug, but I did sit on a stool with a cigarette. I was up there trying to, be Mr. Truth Guy. You know what I mean?
Kevin Pollak knows who we are?
Yeah.
This comes as news.
Well, he kind of pretended to. He knew Mike Ferrucci, and I said, Lank and Earl, and he went, sure, Mike, Lank and Earl, sure. Yeah. They were the next generation.
He mistook us for Al Sharpton. Sure. He doesn't know who we are.
He said one of them's a Jew, right? There's a Jewish one and then a WASPy guy.
Yeah. That was really? He said that?
Yeah, he did. Man, I got to do a story or something. This is going nowhere. Well, we got like a minute and a half.
Why don't you talk about religion?
What do you mean? I'm not going to talk about religion. I'm going to talk about
that
the
in the first segment.
I'm going to talk about the future of our show. Mark Riley's going to have his own show here in a couple of weeks. And Rachel Maddow will be here from 7 to 9. And you and I will be at Cantor's. Wondering what the hell went wrong with our lives at 2:30 in the morning, watching Chucky Weiss throw up on himself in a corner booth. Oh, yeah. What, Brendan? What's going on in there?
Nothing.
There's 90 people in there.
Well, some of the executives are here.
Great. Why did you tell me that before started this? This air.
I thought I did tell you that we were going to have at least one on, but.
Yeah. Who is he? Which? Now I feel like an idiot. What? Yeah. Who?
We're going to have somebody on in the next segment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that...
But now
I feel... this is hilarious. So now I got an executive coming on. We just wasted like 2 minutes of airtime. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to do? Fire me at this
point?
What?
Life is not a waste of airtime.
Yes. Yes, I know.
You got to learn that.
No. I'm going to Los Angeles on Saturday. And tonight I'm going to be on The Majority Report with Sam Seder. You're familiar with that show? It's a show they have on the evenings.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah. He's another classic Jew. Tell me who is it that guy right there?
Yes, Steve Gilmartin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Steve Gilmartin. Do I know this guy? Have I met him? I mean, there's like a new executive every 5 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Now he's uncomfortable. Have I met you? I have. All right, so we're going to talk to him on the air. All right, that's fine. It's 27 past the hour. It's Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. I guess we're going to talk to this fella, and then we're going to close things up. Wow, that was a great 2 minutes of radio, wasn't it, Jim?
I loved it.
JimEarl.com?
Yeah, JimEarl.com.
Barry Lank,
anything? And the snotgreensea.com.
BarryLank.com as well.
Yeah, Barry Lank.
Right. All right, talk to you in a second.
You're listening to Morning Sedition on Air America Radio.
We have a new Pope. Pope Benedict the 16th, formerly Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. Now, Cardinal Milfington had a friend who was actually in the Vatican, which was, of course, one of the oldest mega churches. And he was there and he witnessed the process by which they picked the Pope and was actually able to record some of it. And we got this mini disc this morning, and it's pretty powerful. And let's hear that. Can we, Kayla?
Gentlemen, if I may have your attention, please. P as in the Paul, 6. P, 6.
No.
Next. O, 15. Oh, you know, I like it. Old Testament, 15. O, 15. Ah, here she comes, the next ping pong ball. E as in Ecclesiastes, 8. Yeah,
hey, I got a Pope there. Everybody, I'm in a new Pope.
Okay, bring up your card, Giuseppe. Let me check your numbers. She's looking good. Oh, we got a new Pope. Somebody crank up the white smoke.
A lot of people didn't realize that they are forced to speak in Chico Marx-like Italian accents.
Bensonhurst, Brooklyn Italian accents.
Sure,
in a couple
yeah.
of cases.
Uh-huh, yeah, and even the Ratzinger, who's German, they're all forced to speak like that. Because you would think that, you know, he says, I'm the new Pope. You would think it'd be more of a German, Pope, you know, whatever that, you know.
He speaks 10 languages, apparently.
Yeah, exactly, except so this might have been one of the 10, which was, you know, Italian-American accent.
This has been another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
All right, 36 past the hour, Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley.
Hey.
Coming in on the last couple of days. You know, I know we got to talk to this guy, but can we, I know that this is something they want me to do, but can we just hear a couple more clips? I mean, we've got 2 days of this thing. Can we just hear, we got time to do the other thing. Can we just hear another clip?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
And now, another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
Here's an interesting poll for a Morning Sedition poll. We have a very sophisticated polling system. We sent our agents into the field to get some opinions, you know, from regular people. Here's what we found out. Question one, without offering a clear explanation of why we were asking, we asked 512 people to choose simply God or country. 70 said God, 62 said country, 13 asked, you mean like Merle Haggard country or Shania Twain country? 212 people said, I'm happy with my internet provider, and scurried away. Then we asked the follow-up, oh, really? And then the numbers changed to 180 said God, 95 said country. Only one said, yes, really, but then he asked, why? Then we said, we asked the questions here, tough guy. And then he said, what are you going to do? Do something about it, are you? And then after a while, we both backed down, and now everything's cool.
But
then we decided to make it a little trickier. We asked, which text is more important in your life, the Bible, the Constitution, or the Da Vinci Code? 240 said the Bible. 175 said the Constitution. 15 thought the Bible was the Constitution. 35 said the Da Vinci Code. And 6 asked if it's true that Tom Hanks will be in the movie. then someone started bugging us about our internet provider. You know, can't we just do some simple polling in the park without being harassed by these people?
This has been another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
All right, now it's 38 past the hour. You know what? It's weird. I feel like we're like we've only got one.
It's a countdown,
left.
Man.
I know. It's like it's freaking me out because I know we got it. I don't want to be rude to this guy because I know he's here representing the. You know, he's cool, right? Can we just do one more?
From across the nation, around the world, and under a burqa, this is a special holiday edition of Al-Qaeda News with hosts Mohammed and Mahmoud.
Merry Christmas, infidels.
It will be your last.
I am Mohammed.
I am Mahmoud.
Tonight's top story. U.S. talk of troop withdrawal from Iraq.
No, you can't leave now. We have recruiting stations there now. We tried to set them up in New York City, but, oh my God, the rent.
$2,000 for a fourth-floor walk-up studio in Chelsea, and they call us the terrorists.
On a lighter note, it's Christmas shopping season, and we bought special gift for America. Death!
If it doesn't fit, you can always return it. Now, with a few Christmas shopping tips, is our consumer reporter, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays.
Dina, did you like my Secret Santa gift?
But if I know it's from you, it's not a Secret Santa gift now.
Idiot, you can't keep secret. That's why we never tell you anything important.
You're the idiot.
No, you are.
No, you are.
No, you're the idiot. You're the idiot.
short for commercial. Hey, kids, you want toy? Here is fun toy for you. Blow me up Elmo. Just tickle him and listen.
I will die for jihad.
Order yours today. These won't last. Oh, no, and now, back to Al-Qaeda news.
You eat a half banana and leave it in the refrigerator. What kind of idiot does something like that?
I'm finished with half banana. I don't want to eat whole banana.
Hi, this is Tina. If you plan on sending a lot of packages through the mail this season, and I know you do, one way to avoid detection is by using old ribbons from other gifts to dress things up a little. Nothing says, I'm a perfectly innocent package, like a festive Christmas bow. And now, back to Mohammed and Mahmoud.
We're kicking you out of the cell! You don't... Oh, right. That was Al-Qaeda consumer reporter Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
And that is all for Al-Qaeda news. Remember, this Christmas, Santa knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
And so do we.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 40 past the hour. It's Mark Maron here, Mark Riley.
Hey.
Morning Sedition, the last of the, almost the end of, tomorrow's the last one. And it is, today is the second of the last episode of Morning Sedition. As you probably know by now, folks, Mark Riley staying here in the mornings at Air America. He'll be on from 5 to 7 Eastern Time, followed by Rachel Maddow from 7 to 9, all as part of the new Air America Mornings. I wish you the best of luck with that, Mark.
Thank you.
We've got this one of the new executives here at Air America. They just keep turning up these guys. I don't want to be rude, though. He's Vice President of Talent Relations here at the station, Steve Gilmartin. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Was pretty good.
All right, was that all right, man? Did you like how I did it? I did it just like you told me, buddy.
Yeah, that was perfect, Mark.
I'm just kidding with you, man. Take it easy, okay? We're all friends here. So, what? I guess I know what you're here to do, but I don't. I've never been an executive myself, and I know there's a lot of guys walking around the office. I think I met you what 2 days ago.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, where do you come from in, what is your executive experience? What does somebody do?
Well, I used to work at E! In development at the E! Network.
At the Entertainment Network?
Yeah. I did a bunch of the behind the musics and True Life stories.
Sure. So you've never done any radio before at all?
No. This is my first venture into radio.
Well, that's great, man. Yeah. That's just great. So I met you last week. I do remember now. And did you meet the affiliate people? Do you know? Are you been doing work with the affiliates or what?
We met at the affiliate meeting.
Oh, yeah. All right, sorry.
That's right.
Well, let's, you know what, I guess maybe my attitude's not great, but let's just get to why you're here. You want to rev up Air America Mornings, right?
Well, yeah, but before that, let me just say, on behalf of the listeners and all the great guests you've had on the past,
yeah,
I just want to commend you, Mark, for the great job you've done.
Really?
Well, seriously. Yeah, yeah. You're definitely going to be missed.
Yeah.
As you know, you're going to leave such a big void here.
Uh-huh.
The main reason I came on is because of that, mm-hmm. because there doesn't have to be a void.
Right.
We really hope you're going to stay on as a contributor for the new show. Like Our Man in the Mornings, live from the West Coast, that kind of thing.
Wow, okay. That's great, man, really. All right, that's great. Our Man in the Mornings, that's great.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah.
Right where you are now.
Yeah, sure, man. So you mean on the show that I'm being kicked off of?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. So let me get this straight. You want me to come on to do... you're coming on my last show to tell me that you're going to offer me this opportunity to contribute to the show that I'm being fired from?
Hey, man.
What? You really think this is cool?
What
do you mean? I just don't know what the hell... I mean, what do I think it's cool? What kind of stooge do you think I am? I mean, what kind of crap is this, Brendan? Why the hell do you have to...
Morningsedition.com. Our guests, our comedy, your blog. Morningsedition.com. Air America Radio.
Employee who's going to be remain unidentified here at Air America has provided Brendan McDonald with the tool necessary to take action. We go to Brendan McDonald in the bathroom here at Air America Radio. Brendan, what's going on in there? What are you doing?
What's up, man?
That's right, Mark and Mark. I was given a hacksaw by a very generous member of the Air America staff. We have enacted a political momentum here, guys, and it's going to play itself out. Right now, I am going to saw off the protective device that is preventing us from pulling more than two sheets at a time.
Good for you.
Toilet paper roll.
Good for you.
I'm going to do it right now on the air, okay? You guys, I'm going to put you on the speakerphone, and we are going to saw this puppy off.
Okay.
Let's take back the streets, man.
All right, here it goes.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we hear it. That's great. That's just...
We made one cut. All right, we're already... I'm halfway through. I have to make one more incision. Oh, my God, we're going. And victory.
Victory.
For the last, I can wipe my ass.
Free
to... last.
This has been another great moment in Morning Sedition history.
All right, it's 49 pass. We're going to land this thing. I'm Mark Maron. That's Mark Riley. It's Morning Sedition. Hey, buddy. Sorry about that little thing. I got a day and a half with this.
Sorry, right, man.
No, I know, but I'm trying to be a good sport about this crap, and I barely even know that guy.
That's all right, man. You got the cliff notes there?
I'm sorry.
Why don't
Riley.
We do
all
that?
Right. I'm sorry, buddy.
We're sorry, man.
All right, man. All right. For those of you who aren't. All right. For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. The Transportation Security Administration says that federal air marshals are going to be placed on trains, buses, and other mass transit in a three-day test program starting Wednesday. Air marshals recently shot a mentally ill man at a Miami airport. Experts warn that if they start shooting crazy people on buses, they're going to run out of bullets. All right, that's nice charity laugh. Columnist Robert Novak, who first exposed Valerie Plame, says he's confident that President Bush knows who the source of the leak is. Novak said not only is Bush fully aware of who leaked the information about Plame's CIA status, he said he could still stump Bush by asking him what CIA stands for. I'm barely connecting. It's weird because I'm reading it. I'm barely... All right. Doesn't matter. One day, dude. NBC cut a segment from an Elton John special broadcast this week that featured a scantily clad Pamela Anderson doing a pole dance. NBC felt the content was inappropriate for the 8 p.m. time slot and that children might be confused by the bold mixture of super gay and super straight. Anderson had an even more suggestive dance plan for Elton John's song, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. All right. You know, it's weird because I've just been fighting this.
Do you have a phrase of the day?
Yes. It's funny, you know. It's weird because I've almost got nothing to lose, right? You know, you realize that, right?
Phrase of the day.
Phrase of the day. Just drop it in the conversation. It's election day in Iraq. I hope employers give their employees time off. That is for the 40% of Iraqis who have jobs. Wake up, sheeple! Our policies in Iraq aren't spreading freedom; they're just spreading free time. I don't even know what I just said. All right, look, let me just do a couple thank yous because that is important. We've got a lot of great emails here. It's funny, there's a few, literally, out of the thousands of emails we've gotten about the end of the show, we've gotten maybe four hate emails. And it's interesting that they're almost like, we've only got two more days. We've only got two more days to hate him. Here's a Tracy from Hawaii, who has the bakery in Hawaii, sent me a beautiful bouquet. Thank you, Tracy, from ogoodies.com. Go to there if you want to see Hawaiian baked goods. Also from someone sent us these silk screened cookies, very nice, of Lori, who's been listening for a long time. She replaced the Morning Sedition, and she made it like Morning Sedition with a U, you know?
Oh, wow.
Those cookies were pretty great, man.
I thought I liked the way they look, and I had a couple. They're like those classic Christmas sort of holiday sugar butter.
But like the silk screen sugar part kind of stays together as one piece, and you have to chew it carefully because I almost choked on one of the cookies.
Show's over, dude. You have to, you know. Yeah, it's like, you know.
But wait, I got one more Pashman's rules.
Was this the one where you got to eat the icing side down first?
That's a rule for most dessert foods.
Oh, boy. All right, so also I want to thank Kristen for the beautiful painting of the door of the old studio.
I thought that was nice.
And, you know, I don't know, Riley. You know, we got one more day left. I think that tomorrow, I guess we're going to reflect. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to reflect.
We have no guests, so yeah.
We have no guests that you both know of yet.
I'm going to be.
I just will put that out there to our listeners.
Oh, I said it's a surprise party. That's what I feel. I don't like. I'm going on a Majority Report tonight. Sam Cedar asked me to come on, and I don't know what he's got planned. But I was trying to get on early so I could get some rest. You know, I've got packing to do. I've got to mail stuff, but he's got me on at 8:20, so I'm looking forward to that. I wonder what he's got in mind. You know what I'm saying? What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think he's thinking? I sort of half expect every day to be a party. You know what I mean, Ryan? That's always the interesting thing is that you walk out of this place, you walk out after doing the morning show, and we've just put 3 hours of this juice, this manic energy into this show.
Well, actually, more than that.
Right. And then you walk out into the cubicle land, and you're expecting a celebration, but no, you got idiots like that Gil Martin guy who was just in here, all right? You know, just wandering around out there acting like they got a damn job. I mean, what the hell was that about, Brendan? I mean, look, it's just... Yeah, I've got one more day, man. I've got one more day on this job, and I'm ready to lose it, man. I'm just like, you know, I've held it together for 2 months here at McDonald's. Do you understand? 2 months, I've been a good sport, and that little weasel, that little corporate ass kisser, comes. I don't even know that guy, McDonald. I don't even know who. Do you even know that guy? What a disingenuous ass! I just can't believe he would come in here and talk to me like that. I mean, I think I've been a good sport here, man. And I'm just starting to, you know, I'm starting to come a little unglued. I tried to keep it together, man. Oh, great. So what? What are you letting him back in the studio for? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't even... What? You didn't learn your lesson the first time, buddy?
This is how you want to end it, man?
Look, you're just a corporate scum, man. You know, I'm just tired of you guys running my life. I didn't get into comedy to deal with idiots like you.
Hey, look.
What?
You want to push me. Don't be so shocked when I push back.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Go ahead. Shut me down. Dude, what are you going to do, man?
Fine.
You want to fight?
Fine.
What are you going to do?
You want it like this? Fine. You want it like this?
What are you...